The 22 refugees come from an informal refugee camp in Islamabad in Pakistan, where they have been residing in precarious living conditions for nearly 2 years. They are amongst the tens of thousands of Afghan asylum seekers who have fled to Pakistan since the takeover of the Taliban regime in August 2021. Many are waiting for resettlement in other countries amid fears of deportation as the brutal crackdown on women and ethnic minorities in Afghanistan continues relentlessly. After landing at Rome Fiumicino Airport, the refugees will be hosted in facilities in 3 Italian regions where they will be helped to become self-sufficient and integrated into Italian society thanks to a program that includes housing, legal aid, language classes, enrollment in schools for children, and help with employment. They will be joined in the following days by another group of 20 people from Islamabad. Humanitarian corridors are the result of an ecumenical collaboration between the Catholic and Protestant churches in Italy and of a memorandum of understanding signed with the Italian Ministries of Foreign Affairs and of the Interior. The corridors, which are entirely self-funded by the proposing organisations, aim to prevent perilous migrant journeys and exploitation by human traffickers and to grant people in vulnerable conditions legal entry through the necessary security controls by national authorities. So far, the humanitarian corridors have allowed the safe arrival in Europe of over 6,300 refugees, including about 800 Afghan nationals. I am Lisa Zingarini.